A federal lawsuit filed in Baton Rouge alleges two Orleans Parish inmates were kept in jail for 5 months after their sentences were served. Attorney Emily Washington with the MacArthur Justice Center says Jesse Crichton and Leon Bursey were eligible for release in August 2016, but they stayed in the Riverbend Detention Center in Lake Providence until January 2017.
When they resolved their time, they had completed their sentence and they were due to be set free. Instead of that happening, they remained in custody each for another 5 months.
The suit alleges constitutional and state law violations were made against the two inmates. The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office and the East Carroll Parish Sheriff's Office, along with the State Department of Corrections, are named in the suit. Washington says officials knew these men were supposed to be released, but they took action not to do so.
Multiple members of their family had been in contact with all of these agencies saying, what is going on here? No, our loved one should not be in prison. I should not be in prison any longer. And these agencies did nothing.
This was both men's first criminal conviction, and both of them are fathers. Washington says they're seeking restitution for the inmates and a declaration from the court that what the agencies did is against the law.
We are seeking monetary relief for the injuries, you know, the pain and emotional suffering that happened to both Jesse and Leon while they were held in custody.
An attorney for the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office says they will vigorously defend this matter. The Department of Corrections has not issued a comment. I spoke yesterday with East Carroll Parish Sheriff Whitehead Williams. He said he had just received the lawsuit and the allegations were being looked at by lawyers from the Louisiana Sheriff's Association. Williams said, quote, by no means would we hold an inmate past their release date. We want to see all of our inmates return as soon as possible to leading productive lives.